Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have a question for you today. Are you ready to make a significant impact in the world? It's a serious question. Are you ready to step into and become part of the solution? Really take your understanding and your wisdom that you've gained to this point and be able to uplift your thinking even greater, but also specifically help many other people to upshift. I'm asking you this because I have a superstar on my show today. His name is Pat Boone. You probably know who he is. I'll introduce him in just a second. But what I want to say is that we are all one. We are one in God. We are one as souls when we get to that level. We are one. And we are living today in this world pretending that we're not one. We're pretending like still that what happens to another nation doesn't impact us. We pretend that what happens to our neighbor doesn't impact us. We pretend that what happens to a friend, you know, we may be concerned, but it doesn't really bother us. But the truth is we are all one, and we have to start to understand and live from that consciousness. As we start to, we can upshift our thinking. We can upshift our communities, our schools, our politics, and our churches, our communities. We can start to understand that, yes, there's a lot of different diversity in the world, but we don't have to identify with being red or blue. We don't have to identify with our color, our creed. We have to identify with the fact that we're all souls here. We are souls. I'm a soul. You're a soul. As such, we all come from the same maker. We all come from the same source. We are stardust. We are part of the micro and the macro, right? We need to start living from that place. How do we do that? Well, one of the ways we can do that is by service, by being a service to one another. Today, I know that Pat Boone's going to talk about how he's been a service to the world. And listen, you don't have to be a superstar to be a service. You need to have a consciousness and a mindset of being able to shift your consciousness from I thinking to other thinking, to be able to step into a place within yourself to allow that presence, that power, that divine love that's within all of us to start to expand in greater ways. I'm not talking about being airy-fairy here. I'm talking real practical things that you can do to be able to upshift your thinking and be able to become the change that you want to see in this world and actually make a difference. A lot of people go out in the world and they try to make a difference, but they haven't changed themselves. So when you change yourself, you've done your part to really change the world. You'll know what I mean by that if you do that. You really work on yourself. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to have my guest.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. You know, I don't know how I got so blessed, but Pat Boone is here with me today. And for most of you, you don't need an introduction to Pat. But Pat, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Well, great to be with you. And I know that you are an important voice in this world wilderness. A voice crying in the wilderness. I'm trying to be that in the wilderness of Hollywood, Beverly Hills, the entertainment industry as well. And I must say that I know so many of the big entertainers, and I know their hearts. And one good thing about entertainers, with whatever flaws they may have, they are always quick to rally to an important cause. And they want to help other people. They feel an obligation because of the blessings that they have received. I mean, that's kind of universal with entertainers.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I had your I had your daughter on my show a couple of years ago. She's pretty amazing. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I think.
She's a lovely apple, and I've got three more. There's Lindy, Debbie, and Laurie, and Cherry, the elder. Cherry tree.
I had Lindy on the show. Yeah.
Oh, that's great, with her song Word Layer.
Yeah.
And she's working on another beautiful song that, if I just told you the title, you'd get goosebumps. But so it's this thread is running through us and our family. We've always, as a family, felt compassion for others. And since we were given some fame and some celebrity or being known, we've tried to make that useful to other people. And that's what you and I are talking about now in the song. And I was so glad to hear you using the word one over and over. God wants us to be one. He wants us to be unified. And that's what the song is. It's an anthem called One.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the song. And some of you that don't know Pat Boone or maybe don't recognize him, I will say that you are a music legend, an actor, philanthropist. Your career spans over, what, 7 decades now, something like that?
Yes. Yeah. And 2,700 songs, by the way. Thanks a lot. Wow. Frank Sinatra recorded 1,500. Bing Crosby was my early role model. He recorded 2,000. But what you're talking to the guy that's recorded 2,700 separate songs in many genres and even several languages. And nobody's ever going to touch that. Nobody is not possible for anybody. It took me 70 years to do it.
And but, you know, there's a part of you, though, you've always loved Jesus. You've always been a follower of Christ. Would you say that because of that, that's where that inspiration came from? Is that would that be close to the truth?
Yes, definite true. I mean, in fact, my mama told me eventually in latter years when I asked her why was I seemingly favored over my brother Nick and my two sisters. I'm the oldest, but why? She said that like Hannah, who could not have children, finally God gave her a child. And when she had that little boy, raised him before God and dedicated him to the Lord. I did not know this until many years later, but Mama did that with me when I was born. And she lifted me and said, "He's yours, Lord. I give him to you."
Wow.
And that would explain why I have been given exceptional favor and blessings. I have not been responsible for any of the good things in my career. They all happened to me. They fell on me. They came to me. Doors opened and I walked through. So I've had that sense that God gave me a platform. I was planning to be, when I married at 19, Shirley Foley, the daughter of Red Foley, the eventual Hall of Fame country artist, great man, I was intending to be a teacher preacher. And I was in school at North Texas State, and I was already preaching in a little one-room church in a wheat field in Slidell, Texas, when Randy Wood of Dot Records had seen me on a couple of national talent shows winning, but nothing coming from them. And he called me in Denton, Texas, "Do you want to make a record?" I said, "Well, I'd love to." And he sent me a ticket to Chicago, and I made my first record, which was an R&B, a rhythm and blues song. I didn't know anything about rhythm and blues, but I just listened to the Charms record on the Dutone label and tried to pick their fervor and their spirit and their fun. One heart's not enough, baby. Two hearts will make you feel crazy. One kiss will make you feel so nice. Two kisses take you to paradise. Two hearts, two kisses make one love. Well, I sang it till 2 in the morning, And then it sold a million records. And overnight, I mean, just, well, by May, that was March of 55. By May of that same year, I had to do a new record. So I recorded Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame. And that went to 1.5 million records. And then for 4.5 years, I was never off the charts, not one week off the charts as another record in the business. So now I knew going in that this was, God was doing this for a purpose in my life. And he built me a platform from which I could reach young people, not as a high school teacher, which is what I thought I was going to do, but as a pop singer, a teen idol, married, having kids every year for 4 years. When I graduated from college in Columbia University at 23, Shirley and I had 4 kids already. We married at 19, and by 23, we had 4 daughters. And so, wow. And that was not intentional, you know, and it was just God, managing my life is the way I've looked at it. Yeah. He is my manager, my agent, and he opens doors and helps me go through and try to make the best of them. And so I've had that sense, even though I was happy to be considered a teen idol, and I was. Elvis Presley was my opening act when we first met at a sock hop in Cleveland. And he only had 1 record, and I already had 3 million sellers at that point. And we matched each other record for record through the 50s. I had 41 chart records. He had 40. But I had a 6-month head start on him. Well, see, these things, I couldn't make any of this happen. It happened to me. Yeah. And I've had so the things that...
When we think about that, what... you know, now you've got the new project down. I want to talk about that, you know. And you heard me do the monologue about being one. How does, you know, reflecting back, how does this ministry that you've been on, whether you're a preacher or not, you've been a minister, mm-hmm. how does that ministry tie into the oneness? I guess, you know, there's a lot of political strife and bureaucratic strife today where people really don't have a sense of oneness. How does that all tie together now, Pat, where you are looking back and this new project? Can you give us a little insight on how that can all tie together?
Well, you know what I do? I do so often musically and build some things around songs. Before this song we're talking about, I've had a huge hit on TikTok. Imagine Pat Boone on TikTok and going crazy with millions of streams on a song I wrote called Where Did America Go? And this is an advertising thing, and it's a song I wrote like Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind for the same purpose. Bob Dylan's song in the 60s woke America up to the prejudices and the inequalities that we were allowing to take over our society. And he was a preacher himself in that way. And so I wrote a song. Mike Lloyd helped me produce it. Paul McCartney's guitarist, the guitarist,
Lawrence Uber,
I think. Yeah, he was the Wings guitarist, and this guitar and harmonica. And we did this song, Where Did America Go?, crying out for people to wake up to the fact that we are a divided nation. Yeah. Where's America gone? Like Abraham, Martin, and John, we silenced their voices, gave up our choices. Do we have the strength to move on? And can we get back to where we used to be just a few years ago as a united nation? We're now divided. And the Bible and Jesus himself says a divided nation cannot stand.
Well, don't you feel that we have to get back to our values as a nation? I think that's where we come together. We come together with values. You know, we do value one another. We do value love. We value peace. We value connection. There's a lot of things we do value, but I think that it seems like there's a lot of divisiveness trying to separate us from our values. What do you say?
That's such an important word. I'm glad you said it about 8 or 9 times. Values. In my song, Where Did America Go? I say we gave up our own holy grail. That old constitution still holds the solution. But we sold our freedoms for sale. Thinking about that Menendez closet with the gold bars and the yeah. cash in the closet, and really politicians selling their authority for personal profit. But then can America still win again? And I say, yes, that old family Bible still holds our survival, to takes us back, or can take us back to where we were then, the values on which we were founded, and the principles. They're the only way we can be America again, that where we want to be, by getting back to the same foundation that made us who we were.
Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about your upcoming Project One and how you're supporting Tanzania. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws. And we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Your host, Kendi Foster. I have superstar Pat Boone on my show today. Thank you, Pat, for being here. Before I get to the Oneness Project, I just had a question for you. How many stars do you have on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I'm glad you asked. I have three. They make such a big deal about one nowadays. But when they first put those stars in, when that idea was born, I was given three stars, as was Bing Crosby and Gene Autry for television, radio, records. And so I've had three stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame all these years. There was one that disappeared when an underground railway was put in and a part of Hollywood Boulevard caved in. And one of my stars vanished in the cave-in. And so I've had the three. And still two are there. I can take you to them.
I love that. Well, when I think of three, I think of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's a Trinity there, and they got you right in the very beginning.
There are so many of these quote coincidences in my life and history that I know are not coincidences, and that they were gifts, blessings. In fact, my name, Ken. And by the way, your name, Ken, is the Jewish word for yes, approval. That's what Ken means. But my name, Boone, Daniel Boone, my great-great-great-great-grandfather, did not put the E on the end of that name quite often. It was just B-O-O-N. And that word is blessing. So-and-so grants a boon to his subject. So-and-so is a boon to his profession. And so I was given the name Boone, which is an Anglo-Saxon word for blessing.
I love it.
So all of this, I can't take any credit for it because it's all just happened to me. I've just been trying to stay in the flow.
I love it. Well, my legal name is Kenneth Donald Foster. Kenneth means handsome. Donald is world leader. Now I got yes. So I got a handsome world leader that says yes. Here we go.
And it's not coincidence.
And it's not.
There's a purpose in it. That's what I say in my song, where there is purpose, there is honor, there is courage in the oneness.
Yeah, 100%. Upcoming project one for Tanzania. Let's talk about it. How you got involved? What would you like to see happen here?
Well, March 21st is World Water Day, and so it's not coincidence that because we know it, World Water Day. We're holding off the actual release of the record itself, although it's finished, and I hope we can leak some partial hearings of it to get people's appetite for it, because it's a wondrous work. If I do say, it's an anthem, goosebumpy thing like We Are the World. And I had a list of the artists, because I can't remember them all sometimes, that have joined us: Lee Greenwood, Billy Dean, Deborah Allen, Aaron Goodwin, Larry Gatlin, and Alabama, Vince Gill, Pam Tillis, and Wendy Moten, of course, who nearly won The Voice, and the Legacy Mission Village singers who sing my song in Swahili. And you'll hear them singing it during the singing and playing of this record. You'll hear this strange, wonderful melodic sound. And it is the Tanzanians, because most of them are Christians from Tanzania, pleading to God and to us to help them in their being poisoned with poisoned water, and seeking clean, pure, sparkling water. Jesus is living water. He offers us living water, and we've got to respond and give actual living water to those who've cried out to us for a long time. And we've got to act like we hear them, not that we don't hear them or we didn't know the need.
Wow. Okay, that's powerful. So what is it? So March 21st, we're all going to play the song. That song is going to go out in the world. And what do you hope happens? What do you hope happens with the song? I know you want to raise money for Tanzania and bring awareness to the water. What else do you hope what happens with the song?
Well, that is the whole goal, which is there'll be instructions given for how people can give, as simple as it can possibly be made, and for people just to contribute $5, $10, $100, whatever they can give, whatever their heart and soul tells them to give to the women whose children are drowning. And when they walk 20 miles to bring some water back from a kind of a little well somewhere where the cattle defecate and drink and it's poisoned, and bring it back and feed their children poisoned water, because that's all they have. I just hope that people are going to respond in a universal way, starting on World Water Day. I don't know who declared, how it got to be declared, that holiday.
United Nations,
I think it was, World Water Day. And so we'll get...
Is there a website that people can go to that we can let people know about right now?
It's called onefortanzania.org. One for Tanzania. And it's not just for Tanzania, but that's where Shirley and I brought in our own 500-foot well of sparkling clean water, and it's pumping now daily. And so we tried to set the example for what we want other people to do. But it's one for Tanzania, T-A-N-Z-A-N-I-A, Tanzania.
Okay, spell that tan, one for T-A-N-Z-A-N-I-A,
Tanzania.org,
right?
Okay, one for Tanzania.org.
We're going to stick that up on the screen so everybody can see that. One for Tanzania.org, that's where you can go to donate. And Pat, do they have to wait until March 21st, or can they go now?
Well, there are samples on the net. Where do they sit? On the website, our website. Oh, so yes, I'm getting some cues from the guy who does more of the organizing than I do. I'm a dreamer. I'm a creator. But boy, I need help in making things happen that I can conceive of. But yes, Tanzania.org is how anybody can right now get more information, see video bits, and donate. Yeah.
Okay. Tanzania.org.
When I was doing the Easter Seal Telethon, hosting it for 18 years. I'm sorry, I've got something in my throat. But my little grandson, he caught the message, Ryan, when he was about 4 years old, and he had some money saved to go to Disneyland. And when he heard me talking about the crippled children and the children with all kinds of disabilities, Easter Seals did and does still help. He asked his mommy, can I give this instead of going to Disneyland? Can I give this to the children? Now, this is a four-year-old.
Wow.
If a four-year-old can get the message, we certainly can.
We certainly can. And, you know, I got to take a quick break, but, you know, remind me of one of my grandsons, my last grandson, Josiah. And we were at his home, Pat, and he took me out front, and he says, Grandpa, look up in the sky. And I'm looking up, and I'm, you know, not seeing anything but clouds. I said, well, and then something came over me. I thought, I'm just going to ask him this question. I said, are you seeing the angels? And he says, yes, Grandpa, right there. Look. Now, he's like 3-4 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And then I told his mother about that. And she said, you know, the other day we were at the beach, and he says, Mommy, look, God's in the sun. God's in the sun. And I thought to myself, who is this little child that sees God in the sun and angels in the clouds? You know, and we all have that ability. Most of us have lost it, right? Most of the lost.
And Jesus said, a little child shall lead them, and let the little ones come to me. They were drawn to him. They are drawn to him. And that's another big, big thing that I'm part of around the world. Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF. I hope you might be aware of them. They've been around for 80 years, but they... And even in the United States right now, schools are allowed, if it's all volunteer, after school, after classes are done, if Christian teachers want to teach the Bible in the schoolrooms to the kids whose parents voluntarily want their kids to come to stay in school and get some Bible knowledge, they can do it. And it's okay. That has not been prohibited in child evangelism. Fellowship goes now to 40 nations, and they lead millions of little children to the Lord because they are sensitive. They respond to the call of God. They want to be involved. If there's a God, they want to know him.
They want to know him. And I, you know, we've got a lot of discussion now, finally, about reshaping our schools one more time. So we have a lot more choice, you know.
Yeah,
we have choice, whether it's a public school, a charter school, a home school, a private school, you know, but it doesn't really, you know, we want to have more choice, and we want to be able to, this is what my message to all the parents out there, look at getting involved in your school and find out the values of your teachers and the values of the school board, because you can make a difference. You know, we got to take responsibility back again for our schools, Pat. And I love what you're saying here, to be able to teach, you know, if you want to learn about Jesus, the Bible, you want to learn about maybe your spiritual path. Right now, you can't do that in a lot of ways, in a lot of places. But we want that for everybody. We want that for
everybody. Another song I wrote, I recorded, Children Learn What They Live. What they're exposed to is what they become. And we've got to realize that happens in school, and they and amongst all their friends, and how the other kids are drawn and influenced. We've got to take a personal interest in what is taught in our schools. And again, I think we're waking up to it. And and now, even if the FBI wants to call parents terrorists because they demand the right to have a voice in what their kids are taught in school and what they're not taught in school, we've got to seize our own responsibilities.
We have to step up. We, you know, as a parent, you know, everybody's busy and what have you, but you know what? Our children are our most precious asset. And if we can start to step up, take that personal responsibility about how our children are raised and what they are being taught, The nation's going to be better. You're going to be better. You're going to feel better as a parent. You're going to be able to have children that understand the values of life in a greater way and can connect, you know, not just intellectually, but learn, you know, how to use their little brains, learn about God, learn about the spiritual side of life, learn about how to live life. I think we need to put some more things in schools. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be back. And Pat, when I come back, you had a recent role in the bibliographical film on Reagan. I'd like to talk to you about that.
You got it.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome everybody back here to the Voices of Courage show. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. I'll be back in just 1 second with my guest, Pat Boone, very special guest. And I want to mention to you that we do have a YouTube channel. I encourage you to go subscribe to the channel on YouTube so you don't miss any of our shows. But more importantly, so that you could be in a lot of it's more important, but I want you to be a service to your family and friends and those that you care about. These shows are for you. They're inspirational. They're uplifting. They bring you courageous people that have overcome the greatest challenges in this world and are making a difference in the world. And I think, you know, we don't need inspiration now and then. We need inspiration every day. So I hope you subscribe to these shows and bring more inspiration in your life. Thank you. Pat. Okay. The Reagan bibliographical part that you played in that Reagan film. Tell me a little bit about that, how you got involved.
Well, first of all, I knew Ron Reagan very well and Nancy. He and Nancy had their kids at the tail end of their biological ability to have kids in their early 40s. Shirley and I had our four kids by the time we were 23. And our kids went to school with the Reagan kids, with Ron and Patty. And so we were close friends while our kids were in school together. And when Ron was persuaded to run for governor, I was one of the very first, in fact, one of the only three entertainers who came to his support in the beginning. It was Victor Jory, an actor, Wendell Corey, a Western actor, Piper Laurie, an actress, and Boone. It was Laurie, Jory, Corey, and Boone, like a bad law firm. And we were the only supporters for this guy, because what chance did he have a retired, considered B-film actor? Well, he won the governorship and then a second time. And during that time, our kids were in school together. And so when he was coaxed into running for president, not only was I for him, but there was an event that happened, which is in the movie. And the producer of the film, Mark Joseph, felt this had to be a part of this biography of Reagan, which is a fantastic film and is now going to get its, its widespread theater showings. It didn't in the beginning, but on the internet, it got such interest that now Universal Studios, I think it is, or distribution, is going to see that it's in theaters all over the country. But there's a scene in which George Otis, a spirit-filled Christian businessman, and I, Shirley, and others were at a Christian rally, Catherine Kuhlman rally in Sacramento. And the governor at that time asked us to come over afterwards, have tea with him and Nancy in the governor's mansion. And so we did. And we had a nice visit, and we were about to leave to go to the airport to come home. And this is in the movie. And George Otis, the businessman, says, "Governor, can we have a word of prayer with you before we leave?" And Reagan says, "Well, sure." And so we joined hands and a circle, and each of us voiced part of a prayer. When it got to George, who was going to conclude the prayer, holding Reagan's right hand, and I called him the electric man because when he was in the spirit, he quivered. And I now know, thinking back, Reagan was feeling that in George's hand as he started praying. "Lord, we thank you for our nation. We thank you for our liberties. We thank you for we thank you for this governor." And he stopped and there was silence. He didn't finish. And we waited for him to finish, but in a different voice, we heard George Otis speak, "My son, I am well pleased with you. If you continue to walk uprightly before me, you will dwell at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue." And silence again. And then he finished the prayer in his normal voice. And we looked at Reagan, and he was glassy-eyed. All he could say was, "Well, that was something." And that's, it was something. It was prophecy. And so that what I did, I have to play George Otis in the film because I sure can't play Pat Boone. But in this scene in the movie Reagan, there's a young guy playing Pat Boone and Shirley Boone, an actress. And I'm holding the hand as George Otis of the kid playing me, Pat Boone. And this scene is in the film, and because it really happened, and it was a word of prophecy, which of course was fulfilled, because he did walk uprightly before God, and he was president twice. And many of us think he may have been one of the best presidents we ever had. And so that film is there, and the scene that I lived is in there, although I'm living the part of someone else while someone else is living me, portraying me. Wow. Never happened before.
Wow. I love that. I love what you're doing there. I can hardly wait to go and watch it now. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I sure will. And I'm sure a lot of my audience will watch it also. Do you know if it's streaming right now or if it's when it's going to be released in the theaters and all, or do you have any?
It is actually streaming in Blu-ray. And so you can get it. And I don't know, I can't get my voice cleared up here, but I think it's the quinoa I was eating for breakfast. I try to eat and live healthy, but sometimes stuff gets down my windpipe, mainly when I talk too much.
Well, maybe you get a glass of water here. I'll give you some of my water here, Pat.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm well now.
All right. It reminded me, I was in Governor Butch Otter's office up in Idaho just a couple of years ago, and you were taking pictures of us in his office, and he had a big picture of Reagan up on the wall. You know, he admired Reagan. I admired Reagan. I think you're right. I think he was one of our greatest governors and then president.
We talked about principles before, but he was a deeply principled man. Yeah. And he knew the Constitution, and he knew what de Tocqueville said, the historian, when America was just coming along and building up its national fame. And de Tocqueville said, "America is good because America is great because America is good. If America ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. The goodness came from the Bible on which our founders built America. Their principles were Bible principles consciously. Yeah. And so I've had opportunity from time to time to bring that to the public attention on the Bill Maher show once. Chris Rock was the guest, and they brought up the subject of prostitution. And everybody on the show except me, and I wasn't speaking about it yet, even Chris Rock said, what's wrong with prostitution? Women need money, and they have something men want, and they'll pay for it. So what's wrong with it? And then Chris Rock said, yeah, and prostitution, after all, is the world's oldest profession. At that point, I said, stop saying that. Prostitution is not the world's oldest profession. Chris Rock looked at me and said, what was? I said, gardening. And he got it. Garden of Eden was the first profession. And that was the first thing God taught man was gardening. And the people laughed. And as we went away to commercial, Chris Rock was shaking his head. And I set him up. I set Pat Boone up. Then I say it was just a coincidence, not a coincidence, and it was an opportunity.
I think you bring a good point. And I think if you listen to the show and you really value what we're teaching here, gardening, it's about the gardening of your own life right now.
Yes.
It's about gardening your family, gardening your life. What are your values? How are you tuning in? Are you part of the problem or part of the solution here? Pat's part of the solution. And one of the ways you're part of the solution is through your philanthropic efforts that you put out in the world, which I think my audience would like to know about. Can you talk to me a little bit about your philanthropy, Pat, and what maybe where some of my audience can contribute?
Well, I'll just preface it by saying that I am a cheerful giver, and a lot of people have hooked into that, charities and pop political figures and so on. And God's blessed me along the way, and at this point, I'm not bragging about this. I'm just saying, I do love to give, and I'm giving to 30 or 40 charities and family members and people I know that have needs, 30 or 40 times on a monthly basis. But at the same time, I read the Bible every year. This is my 48th year. To read the Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And I learn more every year. And I get to know God better. I get to know his word better. And I recommend it to my own children and to everybody. I say the 1 year Bible, and there's several translations, but it's divided into 365 daily portions. And so I've read today's portion of Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, and I get taught, I learn, and so it comes natural to me. But so I've become too widely known to people who want, and for good causes. Go get Pat Boone. Well, now, in some cases, when I write down on a monthly giving, I'm going to give a gift to, I say, I can only give $15 a month or $30 a month right now, but more later, I hope, because I'm hoping and praying for other sources for me to be able to give more. And there are things that are happening on my horizon that we don't have time to talk about, like a play, which is gonna happen for Broadway, a musical love story on the life of Walt Disney. And it's being set in motion right now, a musical on the life of Walt Disney, who was the Rocky of the entertainment business, a Christian who did everything he did was PG. I mean, not PG, G-rated, and for kids. And I knew Walt personally, and I told him I wanted to make movies for him because like Dean Jones and some of the other actors who were, even Buddy Hackett, man, making films for him. And he said to me in front of my manager, well, I can't afford you. I was being given good fees for my movies and not up to what he was paying Fred McMurray and others that were making Disney films. He said, I can't afford you. I said, look, in front of my own manager, whatever You pay them, I'll do it. I'll do it for whatever you want to pay me, because I want to make your kind of films that I can take my own kids to see. I've never made anything other than G-rated film. And so he turned to his assistant and said, well, let's find something for Boone then. But a month later, he died. We didn't know he was dying of cancer. And so that never happened. I never made a Disney film. But I have the opportunity now to work with the creator of it, who wrote the script and the music for a Broadway musical that will be on Broadway called When You Wish. And that's just one thing. Go to Pat Boone, Napoleon Talisman on the internet, Pat Boone, Napoleon Talisman, and you'll see the story of what's happening right now with the talisman that Napoleon created for his wife, Josephine. When he went to battle, he wore this on his chest, and it was to protect him. And he was into tarot, superstition. But I can't tell you the whole story of how it got to be known as what it is. But now it's on the internet, and I have helped a friend of mine and I, a Jewish guy that I baptized in my own pool, Norm Ratner. And we're helping the guy who owns that, Randy Jensen, who owns that, get it. It is on eBay. It's already being auctioned. And it's going to bring a very, very big price. And so I'm hoping that will help me be a bigger giver. But right now, I am giving in many directions to things I believe in and have been. I don't just tithe, although I tithe in anything that comes my way. But I also like to give offerings, because God expects us to tithe and give offerings as well. So, I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just giving it as an example. As I say, I didn't create my blessings. I received them, and I'm trying to make sure they keep coming.
But I love that. Well, you know, there. I want to get back, because we're almost out of time here. I want to get back to the one project and one for Tanzania. And we're putting that on the screen right now, onefortanzania.org. That's where you'll be able to go when you listen to this show and be able to, I believe they'll be able, will they be able to get the song there, Pat? Do you know?
Samples.
They can listen to samples. They're not the whole thing. But you sure get the feeling, and it makes you want to hear and see the whole thing, of course.
And most importantly, it lets you become part of the giving solution in this world, to be able to give water and life, the life of water, to those that are in need in Tanzania. So we really hope you'll go there and do that.
We just talked about our own sons, our own children, grandchildren. Children are motivated. They want to give. Yeah. And they want to be part of good things. In fact, even as we get older, and I've mentioned entertainers want to be part of good things. And we all have a certain, whoever we are, have a sense of obligation, because of the way we've been blessed materially more than most. Therefore, we have some kind of responsibility to give back. And the good thing about it is you can't outgive God. I found that out. The more you give, the more he blesses you, the more he gives you. And he says, come on, test me, try me out. And I've actually had people write and ask me if I would send them $100. And I'll say, I'll send you $100 if you will give $10 of it to somebody who needs it as much or more than you. Mm-hmm. I don't get many responses back, because the people who are asking me are not willing to test God. To see if he'll give them back more than they give. But that's what he promises to do.
Well, I love that. I always like to end my show with the challenge from my one of my guests. So, Pat's just challenge you, this week, right?
It's God challenging.
Yeah.
Test me, try me.
Yeah, try it. That's God saying, try me, test me. Yeah. This is the week to do it. So yeah. I encourage all of you to do that. Pat, I just love our interview. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you come back sometime and bless us with your wisdom, your understanding, and everything you're doing. So I really appreciate you being there. I'm hoping you can stay in the green room for 1 second. I got to close the show. But again, thank you so much for being here. Any final thoughts for our audience?
Well, just you are created being. You didn't create yourself. You were created. You need to get to know your creator better and better because he loves you. He's proud of his creation. He died for you. He wants to take you to heaven with him forever. If that's the name of my latest book, if you will choose, you have the choice. Where do you want to spend heaven? With God or elsewhere? He wants you to come and be with him. He loves you enough to die for you to make you capable of coming to live in eternity forever.
Wow. You heard it here. Thank you, Pat Boone. Thank you so much for being here. And thank all of you for joining us today on the Voices of Courage show.